I'm part of something that is larger than just myself. And in this case, it's us being a citizen of Norfolk. It may not seem huge, but every bit of our lives are influenced by these things that we are connected to and by things that are commonly owned. And they bring a lot of joy to life in many circumstances. If you don't believe me, head over to Mount Trashmore, provided the rain is done, and just watch the children running up the mountain and rolling back down. Today, being Pentecost, we're also reminded of something else that we're a part of that goes beyond who we are as individuals. The Pentecost story, in it, God reminds us that we are part of something much larger than ourselves. We are part of the church, which is described as the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, so on and so forth. Being part of this body brings with it certain privileges and responsibilities, just like being citizens brings along with it responsibilities and privileges. All of these in the church, though, are driven by the Holy Spirit. In our epistle, we just heard, St. Paul is writing to the church in Corinth and giving instructions on some of their privileges and responsibilities, particularly in the area of spiritual gifts. Before he gets to them, he lays on a couple of ground rules and lays them down. The first is that there are a variety of gifts, services, and activities, and in that variety we remain one body. There are some that have a gift of knowledge, while some have a gift of wisdom. Some have the gift of faith, while some others have the gift of healing. Some have the gift of prophecy, while some are given a gift where they discern between different types of spirits. St. Paul is saying that while no two gifts are alike, just like no two people are alike, all the different gifts are good and valuable and bind us together with something that is larger than ourselves. So the second thing that St. Paul points out is that all of these gifts are designed and given to us for the common good. Now that phrase, common good, is something that we don't hear too much talk about these days, so it requires some unpacking. Probably the easiest way to describe it is in a civic sense. Those things that the community provides to all of its members so that they can participate in society and enjoy its benefits. Over the past several weeks, one of my neighbors has been working with bulls for early voting, and that's something he's done in his retirement. And this voting is part of the common good. All citizens are entitled to vote, and so the municipalities and states, they make arrangements for people to do so. In the church, similar things can happen, both within the church community and for the community at large. When gifts are brought together, we are part of something larger than ourselves and provide things that strengthen the common good. I know for a fact that certain members of St. Francis have the gift of hospitality, and they put out a wonderful spread for coffee hour. Choice happens in between services, so both congregations are able to come together and enjoy it. This gift is there for everyone to take a part of, and I can say with pretty good confidence that if you leave here on Sunday with an empty stomach, you're doing something wrong. Within our food pantry, I've been seeing many other gifts at work. They are working in such a way that connections grow across the body of Christ and beyond our own parish. I know someone who has the gift of connections, and through which has obtained some of the best produce and baked goods you can find, all provided for the benefit of others. I know our friends at Emmanuel Lutheran Church have the gift of generosity. They take out collections of food and money and then bring them to us to distribute. And actually, just a few moments ago, I saw the results of someone who has a gift of craftsmanship. And there's this new pegboard right there in the kitchen that's for, let's say, not regular items, but they can be hung up on this pegboard. And then our clientele come and say, if there's anything here that you can use, you know, go right ahead. And among our clientele, friends there, I can tell that many of them have the gift of sharing good news. And I know this because they are one. There's one person in particular who has the gift of helpfulness, and he likes to come to our food pantry, and he benefits from our food ministry. But then he gives back with both some small and not so small acts of service around the parish. Some of them have been really, really helpful. All of these people have offered service according to their gifts, and everyone has benefited. One of my favorite parts about watching spiritual gifts unfold is they don't necessarily rely on someone telling others what to do. I've never had an experience where the Holy Spirit sits down and puts on a project management hat and makes up one of those really big timelines. Have you ever seen those? Now, this must be done on this day, and this must be done on this day. No, instead, the Holy Spirit has done is offered gifts and relies on human beings, God's given, and a natural desire to make a difference and to do something good. We are attracted to goodness. It makes sense to perpetuate goodness to the best of our ability. When these gifts and inclinations come together in a place like the church, miracles really do happen. People rise above their narrow self-interest to do things that benefit everyone around them, knowing that when goodness is raised up, it raises up everyone. I've told this story before, but it always makes me a little misty-eyed. A couple of years ago, family came to the food pantry and there was a table set out with things for Christmas stockings. It was in December. And a little boy started going through and saying, "Oh, my sister is going to love this." And our volunteer said, "Sweetie, you can make a stocking for yourself also." "No, no, this one's for my sister." It's just amazing seeing this, being so selfless and doing something just to make somebody else happy. When goodness is raised up, it raises up everyone. In the church, we truly are all about the common good. The Holy Spirit gives each person gifts that, when used properly, contribute something that so many people benefit from. Goodness in general spreads and lifts up so many around us. What a wonderful thing we have to be thankful for. After all of Christ's great work, through his passion, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, he wasn't quite finished. He sent us the Holy Spirit to give us gifts and to raise us up. Utilizing these gifts binds us together in ways before we wouldn't have imagined. As part of the body of Christ, using our gifts for the common good, we are truly a part of something much, much larger than